Thanks, Brad. Americans are getting booster shots of COVID-19 vaccines at their lowest rates on record, based on a new report from CNN. As of the start of the week, about 64% of Americans were fully vaccinated against COVID, while only 28% had received a booster dose. For more, we're welcoming in Dr. Anthony Harris, founder and CEO of HFit Health. Dr. Harris, thank you so much for joining us. Does this slowdown in booster shots track with what you've been seeing as well? And what does this mean potentially about our ability to address the pandemic and potential future variants here in the U.S.?
Absolutely. Well, thanks first and foremost for having me on here. And yes, what we're seeing in terms of the slowdown of the booster is what we actually anticipated in the clinical community in regards to Omicron, right? When Omicron hit, everyone started hearing news that this was the end of the pandemic because Omicron would be so widespread, we'd have herd immunity. And so why go get boosted? And we saw that play out, started to play out really early in the inception of Omicron, beginning of this year. And we're still seeing ripple effects from that at the anecdotal level as well as nationwide. So unfortunately, what we feared would play out in terms of messaging has eventually played out and will lead to, you know, our performance being drastically lower than what we see across the pond, where we're talking 75%+ of the population fully boosted.
And Dr. Harris, your company, HFit Health, also offers low-cost access to COVID testing, including for employees who have to test regularly for their jobs. How many people have you been seeing use this service lately versus those using your vaccination verification service? And how have these trends changed recently?
Sure. So we're seeing still a significant number of individuals using our service for low-cost testing. It's no different than what you're seeing, you know, at your local pharmacy or what you're seeing available down the street at different institutions that are doing these drive-throughs, right? The unique value of what we're talking about and what we provide is we're doing this at the workplace. So the convenience of being at work or the likelihood of going to work with COVID now is decreased because we're allowing people to test before they show up to work. And we're seeing that also we're seeing more and more companies turning to screening, right? At this point in time of the pandemic, so many people, we're looking at Dr. Gottlieb estimating half of the U.S. population will get Omicron just in and of itself. And so screening for symptoms is going to be key for keeping ill people from showing up or asymptomatic people who have COVID that can transmit it from showing up to work. And so we are seeing an increase in leaning on the screening services. We've done over 15 million screens throughout the pandemic, and we know how to do it well in terms of keeping people at home that should be home because of COVID infection.
And when we think about the RTO return to office for companies, just yesterday, Microsoft announced that it was reopening its Washington State and California Bay Area offices at the end of this month. Do you think we're at the point where new cases have fallen sufficiently across the U.S. to warrant wide-scale reopenings for some of these major companies?
If the trend continues, the answer to that is yes, right? But as of last week, we were still at a level of infection on a daily 7-day average that we were at the peak of Delta, right? And so we know because of widespread Omicron that we still want to see a trending down nationally. But unfortunately, if we see a turnaround that was seen in Denmark, that was seen in Sweden, where they encountered BA2, the second iteration of Omicron, the sublineage, then we may see that trend slow down in terms of downward and hopefully not reverse. But if it does, I do anticipate these companies might be reversing their policy in terms of return to work.
And on the other front internationally, one other headline that we're tracking is in China. The country unexpectedly decided to approve Pfizer's Paxlovid coronavirus pill for use in the country. This is being seen as the sign that China may be moving away from the COVID zero policy, since it's now bringing in a COVID treatment from the U.S., no less. Now, do you think this shift to COVID management rather than eradication is the right one for China and the world?
Sure. I think it, no matter what, is the right move for keeping the health and wellness of their population, right? To have more in your armamentarium in terms of treatment for COVID is going to be beneficial for population health. And we know that the data on this medication is phenomenal. We're talking an 86% reduction in risk for severe illness and hospitalization.